Hey, is the mic still on?
So, like, what is the actual appeal of Walking Dead? It doesn't sound appealing to me. It never has.
Yep, I'm with you.
It never has. Like, it's just,
man, look, man, ain't no motherfucking zombie gonna be getting me, dog. Like, what? Like, what do you
you'll
mean?
You'll be surprised.
I don't understand.
You'll be surprised.
I understand. I'll be surprised, but that's why I'm asking. I'm genuinely asking because like I know that.
You know why? Because I have a supply of zombie blood, and I'm going to walk amongst them if I need to. I know one of them shows, if you drench yourself in zombie
blood.
It's
both of the shows.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's just that Walking Dead took way too long to figure it out.
Right.
Fear the Walking Dead got it on the first one.
Yeah, Nick was like, uh-uh.
Nick was like, oh, that's how we do.
I guess, I don't know, man. I guess, like.
Do you like zombie movies?
I mean.
See, that's
I've
my favorite
zombie,
genre
I mean,
of movie.
Okay, so. Okay.
Really?
So,
absolutely.
Interesting.
World War
why?
II is amazing.
No, stop.
Why?
Oh.
why are zombie movies.
Why
are zombie movies your favorite genre movie?
I don't know. It's just, there's always been something about zombie films like Dawn of the Dead, Day of the Dead. Like, yeah, it's just something about them that I've just always enjoyed.
Night of the Living Dead.
The original Night of the Living Dead.
What beef you got with World War Z?
It's garbage.
It's I a am bu- legend?
It's no.
It started off good from
that
the
was
job.
Bad. Why was that bad?
World War Z was fucking trash.
You like everything.
Brad Pitt running around and then a whole bunch of fast running people and then they start creating balls of people.
I thought the idea was interesting.
Yeah, I thought the idea was interesting because it was different, right?
Like the execution was trash.
But see, I thought that's why you would like it because it's different from the traditional zombie, right? It was like they move fast.
Well, they've already done that. So they did that with 28 Days Later.
Okay, so yeah. So
the fast zombie was already existing, and then when they redid Dawn of the Dead, which at this point is the best horror remake in my opinion that that's ever been done. They did the fast zombies in that movie.
Okay.
So fast zombies had already been done, but then with World War Z, it was just like, what is this?
Which one did they like the smart zombie?
That was a smart
that
zombie.
Yeah, that was Day of the Dead.
No, I said,
when they
started the black,
figuring out how
to. Yeah,
with
the black guy. Yeah.
Oh no, that was Land of the Dead.
Okay,
that's
which is not good.
Yeah,
right. I want to get. Why don't you like I Am Legend? Like why was that
a zombie movie? It's not that I don't like it.
They were vampires.
I don't even know if it was
they were vampires. They were just experimented people, and they became like.
I like traditional zombies. I like they bite you. You turn into a zombie.
Did you like Return to Living Dead?
I wasn't ever big on the comedy horror genre, except for
like
Dead Alive. But Return of the Living Dead is cool.
The first one. The second and three was awful.
I don't want to laugh while I watch motherfuckers get killed. Unless it's just like, I mean, I'll laugh anyway if it's a good kill.
That shit was hilarious.
But,
so you didn't like Shaun of the Dead?
No.
I see people
talking about that a lot.
A lot of people
like
that.
I didn't like Shaun of the Dead.
I didn't like Shaun of the Dead, and I didn't like, what was the other one that was? I liked Zombieland okay. Cause it was alright.
That's the one.
Anybody else like zombies like that?
Oh,
like
Mike?
I've
been watching them since I was a kid.
I've never gotten into zombies, man.
Cause your ass scary.
It's not that I'm scary. To me, a lot of zombie and horror movies, they're predictable, and I just don't like it. Like it for me, I just rather save my money. Like I kind of know what's gonna happen.
Cause I always think of it like, well, how they gonna get out of it? Like when I see shit happening, I'd be like, okay, well, how they gonna get out of this? Like,
but it's always the same thing, though,
yeah.
Right?
It's not with zombie films. And that's the reason I like zombie movies. I feel like zombie films were the first ones to break that mold of the hero can't die.
Mm-hmm.
Like, when you watch other horror movies, it's like, okay, you can already peg. You're like, oh, that motherfucker's going to live to the end.
They're gonna, mm-hmm. yep.
Zombie movies, that shit don't happen. The hero might die halfway through.
Yep.
Except Deepest Blue Sea.
But how do you die? How do you die if you're getting attacked by a zombie?
Which
like, how do you actually?
Die?
I mean,
I think they infect you.
Like, what I'm saying is, like,
into a zombie.
Okay.
Yeah.
You become part of the new population.
What's fake? Like,
what's fake?
How the fuck? You spend the whole movie watching to wait to see if somebody's going to escape or die or whatever, but then they just turn into a zombie. Like,
that's fake?
That's
I mean, you just
drop
knowledge. Yeah, zombies are fake.
No, that's lame. Like, the entire fucking movie, 2 hours and some change goes by, and then you just get bit, and then you're like, oh, if I can't beat them, join them.
So,
like,
so you want someone to live?
What is that?
You want someone to live? Like, you want someone to get out?
They're still living. They're just zombies. Like, zombies are supposed to be dead, but they're living. So what's the fucking point?
They're dead.
If you're going to die, die for real.
But think about it. Like say, for instance.
It doesn't make sense to me.
What?
Like, what would you do if there was a zombie apocalypse right now in Atlanta and we're stuck in this room?
I wouldn't fucking run.
And
but
see, and that's why there's no black people on Walking Dead, because they all have the same mentality that Sophie has.
No,
just don't
I mean,
run. And that's why there's no Negroes on Walking Dead.
Okay, for example, in this studio, if it's a whole bunch of zombies knocking at the door and somehow they get in here, you expect me to run around the fucking room all silly? Bitch, just come get me and then bite me. And then I'm going to just be one of y'all.
What?
Why the fuck would I? Because I'm not going to die. I'm going to be alive. No, I'm literally a zombie.
First off, survival. Just natural survival skills. I'm not going to be one of y'all motherfuckers. Right. That's first and foremost. So we need to figure some shit out. You never been to an escape room or some shit like that? You need to figure shit out.
Door. If you open that door, they just going to come in from that way.
No. But look.
First of all, the rails of the fucking
studio. Because they can't climb shit.
And sometimes these are dumb as shit and slow as fuck. I'd be like, yo, B, you got your 45 in the whip? We need that first and foremost. Who can get to the car? We going to need some food. We need to have a plan out here, goddamn. I'm not going to be no zombie voluntarily.
Bye.
You just going to get bit and just call it a day.
You just going to be like, fuck it.
Well, that's cool. Hey, you know what? We'll use you as a sacrifice then.
They're
going to get out this bitch. Throw Sophia out there. They're going to attack her ass. We're going to be all right.
We're going to kill you, cut your body open, put zombie blood on you, and we're going to walk the fuck out.
We'll use you, Sophie. Don't worry about it. Thank you. Thank you for being the sacrificial lamb. We'll take care of it. We're going to make it out this bitch.
Right. I'm getting out this motherfucker. Because I'm going to start getting hungry. And I'm like, yo, y'all, we need some fucking food. Know.
Right, that it's okay for us to chip your ass and keep running.
Right. I'm going to get hungry.
Nah, man. Nah, it's a survival.
It's going to be a short supply
of food. Nah, I want to eat.
Nah, Walking Dead started off because, they've been showing the old episodes.
And it's like, and it's so
refreshing,
right?
When you watch it, you're like, damn, this show used to be so fucking good. Because whenever people died back then, you were like, oh, man.
Fuck, yeah.
Like, when Dale died.
I know.
That shit hurt. It was like, oh,
because he was
God.
So innocent. He's such an innocent old guy.
He was old dude. He was trying to get the group back to their central, core idea of helping people. And then he ends up getting fucking killed by a zombie.
Now, I do like that, like y'all saying that, I do like those type of components in movies where somebody you don't expect to die, they die.
Yeah.
Or whatever. Because it's not typical, right? That's what I like about Game of Thrones or whatever.
Yeah, me too.
You know, so. Yeah, I can see that. So if stuff like that is going on, I can see me.
You get really connected to the
plot. Yeah.
Sometimes as you're watching this, it don't even become about zombies no more. Because you already you already have the element of zombies. You got the walkers coming to get you. And then you got the element of you got some crazy fools out here that's eating people alive. Okay. And then you got some crazy fools that got some cult. Whatever, you got a lot of factors in it. It's not as
it started out that way, but then it was you already know how to kill the zombies.
Right.
You expect the zombies to show up and fuck you up.
Right.
But then people are showing up to fuck you up.
That's what I'm saying.
You have villages, so you got safe havens. So now people we don't have no safe haven.
Okay.
So let's fucking kill y'all, and we're going to take over your safe haven.
So it's deeper than that.
It's deeper.
So that's why I'm asking, because it's when you...
That's the appeal of this show.
Because I'm like, how can you watch that many seasons and episodes of something about the same shit?
No.
I got the same question.
Every season is different.
What the fuck?
Every season is different.
Okay. Wait, question.
It's on Netflix.
Do y'all watch American Horror Story?
Yeah.
What's the difference? What's the appeal of that show? Because I watched one episode and I was like,
because
it's different.
Watch one episode and then say I don't like it, because the thing with the writing of that show
it's
very complex.
Yep.
And the thing is, if you watch one episode, depending on where in the season you decide to watch.
No,
you
fuck that. The
first
season opener be fucked up. You have to watch the entire season to get the shit the way that they write it. And then every season is completely different.
I know there are different themes, but even Orange is the New Black, that's a show where you can't just jump in on an episode and know what the fuck, whatever. But I still,
I think you could.
Yeah, I feel.
You think so?
Orange is the New Black. It's not that complex.
Yeah, not like.
I feel like.
I think the way that the show jumps, though, you're like, what the fuck is going on?
Yeah, but somebody can fill you in 5 minutes.
Absolutely.
In a 5 minute conversation, because I fell off of a season and I had my fiance be like, "Babe, what's happening? Oh, da, 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 da. All right, cool," and I was caught up.
So it's way more complex than that.
Yeah, the thing I like about
That's probably why I wouldn't like it, because I don't like being too invested.
One of the things I like about it is that you have the same actors, pretty much the same actors, mm-hmm. playing different roles. Every single
you talking about American
season.
Horror Story, yeah. right?
Yes, yeah.
That's
American
dope as fuck.
Story.
Yeah, because you got to be talented to do that shit. You can't just be,
it just creeps me out. I think I don't know.
Really?
Yeah. I mean, not I'm scared, but it's just why do you have six heads? I don't understand.
I kind of started losing interest when
the freak show
started happening. I was just all right, I'm not really that interested in
you. I don't know.
That was freak show.
With the clown and all that. I was
which one was the best one?
The first season.
The first season was great.
Yeah.
Don't tell the end, of course. But no, if you watch it, then fucks you up.
Wouldn't that kind of, wasn't that, was that like inspired by a true story or based on a true story or something
I
like that?
I hope not. No? God bless.
Of course not.
Okay.
So I have two.
Of course not.
It's, no. Like, that, okay, let me put you on something. People, when people tell you that something is based on a true story, literally, I can make a movie right now with vampires that are killing people and aliens fighting the vampires.
So marketing.
And as long as I throw something in there that there's a person in the movie named Brandon, it's or, based on a fucking true
story.
Or inspired by a true story. Okay. It's all bullshit.
I got you. Yeah. This is marketing. This is
it's bullshit to get people to be like, oh, this shit can really happen.
The one with Lady Gaga was dope, too, in the hotel.
I don't think I watched that
one. Oh, that one was good. Mm. That one was really good.
Yeah. Did you watch last season?
I didn't. I lost it. I lost it like two or three seasons back. I've been meaning to go back and catch up, though. Mm-hmm. I think the last full one I watched was the one with Precious and Angela Bassett.
Ooh, Precious was on there?
Yeah.
She's shit.
But she's a great actress.
Anyway, yeah, no, she is. She is.
That season was dope.
Yes.
Okay.
That was the voodoo one.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay. That's
dope. See, like I respect American Horror Story, but again, I'm not necessarily a fan, so I'm not like all up on all the seasons, but you know, I've watched some of them and they're dope. I have to give them their props. It's definitely dope.
Horror movies. I know we kind of talked about it earlier. So if you guys could name your favorite horror movies and maybe even your worst horror movies that you've seen.
All of them suck. The worst one I've ever seen. Okay. Keep making that face. Great. The worst horror movie I've ever seen was this thing called Haunted Highway.
Oh, with Lou Diamond Phillips?
Who? You've seen that?
Haunted Highway?
Did it look like it was like on a budget of $50?
Is that what it was?
I don't know. It was a movie, and I think they were going somewhere, and the entire fucking movie was them driving somewhere on the straight fucking highway, and random shit would happen, but it was like not scary. It was lame as fuck.
I think that's, yeah. I think
and the budget was probably like $100. So wow. It looked like it was such trash, movie. Literally.
That's funny.
That was
Mike into that horror movie shit. That's funny. He knew what you was talking about. That's crazy.
I might be thinking something else, but I'm pretty sure that's the same movie.
You literally cannot. Because
you watched that zombie hamster movie or something like. What was it?
Zombie
like
Beavers?
Zombie Beavers?
Yeah. I watched this shit.
I watched
that shit. Whoa!
It's a zombie beaver movie.
It's a zombie beaver movie.
So wait, hold on. Hold the fuck up.
It's on Netflix.
Netflix.
Netflix be having all the trash movies.
I got questions.
Route 666.
Oh, yeah.
Not Haunted Highway. Sorry.
I'm going to
look
questions.
That shit up.
So the beavers are the zombies?
Yeah, the beavers. I mean, basically a typical trope with a zombie movie.
Zombievers. Yeah.
It's always like there's some kind of like government experiment or some kind of liquid will get onto people or animals, and that's what makes them zombies. And that's basically what happens.
So we got to run from the beavers now. Yes. Like, how was they getting the people?
Mike, please watch
they were,
this.
They knock on the door.
What?
No, you never watched this?
No, I saw it trending. And I think I saw y'all talking about it.
I watched it because he was talking about it.
I see
it's
his
not supposed to be serious.
It's not.
Zombievers?
Yeah. It's great.
But you gave some good laughs, though.
It was trending. People were watching this shit.
It's kind of like Sharknado. So it was like after that whole phenomenon.
Just, you know, way the fuck out of here.
There's an art to making a horror movie that's actually funny and campy without it being just really stupid to the point where it's just like, this is just dumb.
Literally.
Zombievers knocked it out the fucking park.
Yep.
Wait, question. It's hilarious. Mm-hmm. Well, actually, not question, comment. You have to watch this movie. It has a 2.5 out of 10 rating.
Damn.
And it's an hour and 25 minutes. Not that much time. Just put it on in the background. It came out in 2006.
What is it called again? Highway.
Haunted Highway.
Haunted Highway.
Wow.
I probably have still seen it.
This shit is ass.
Mike, you might know this movie. I was up late. It was about a month ago.
Okay.
And I couldn't fall asleep. And I think I put on Cinemax or Stars or something, one of the movie channels. Mm-hmm. And it was, I know I can't describe any of the motherfucking characters, but basically this one chick, she had like a peg leg. And then like they swapped it out for like, a gun.
You talking about with Rose? Yeah, yeah. Fuck, what's it called? It was a double feature. It was a grindhouse feature.
Death Proof.
Yeah. And Planet
Tarantino. So I was watching it, and at first I'm like, oh my God, this shit is so bad.
It's great.
And then, wait, hold on. I was watching, I'm like, this is so bad. And I said, you know what? This is so bad, it's great.
Yep.
And I was watching it, I'm like, damn, I don't know if I should tell anybody I watched
this. No, it was that a thing. Because Planet Terror was like a zombie.
I saw it in the theater. So it was a thing, man.
I saw the drive-in.
Okay, it was actually good. So what was the name so I could actually go watch the whole thing?
It's called Planet Terror.
Death Proof is not good.
Okay,
yeah, I didn't like that.
And it's Grindhouse.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's like there were old movies called Grindhouse films where they were all like just old cheesy low budget horror movies.
Yeah. This dude killed everybody and then gets killed at the end.
Yeah, that's what they're going for.
Like, have you seen?
I think Quentin Tarantino was like executive producer.
Yes, it was very Quentin Tarantino-like.
He did Death Proof, which was terrible because I think Quentin Tarantino sucks.
What was the one?
He has Machete. Have you seen Machete?
Yes.
That shit was funny. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
He made part one and part two.
Since we talk about horror movies, I've been wrecking my brain to try to figure out which horror film is this. And I know you probably know, Mike, where the girl puts on red lipstick all over her face. Which movie is that?
Night of the Demons?
Oh, you're talking about, yeah, where she went and she sticks it in her teeth.
Yeah.
Night of the Demons.
That's one of my favorite movies.
Dog, I've been trying. That's my shit. I love that movie.
That's one of the few movies where the black dude lives.
Not to sound nerdy, but the makeup on that shit is amazing.
I was trying to remember this shit. Man, y'all don't understand.
I got on VHS.
You do?
Yeah.
Dude, I've been... Night of the Demons is what it is?
Night of the Demons.
There's Night of the Demons, and then there's another one after that. But you're talking about the one where Angela's throwing the party.
Yeah.
She's like the dog chick.
She's like the dog. Yeah.
That's the first one.
That's the one that came to mind when you asked, like, favorite horror film. Like, I've been trying
that
to figure
dude
out.
Was like, you ain't gonna get me.
And he jumped out the window.
He was gone.
The second the motherfucking demon showed up, my man was gone.
I've been trying to think of what that damn movie was.
I got that on VHS, dude. I've been looking for it.
Yeah. Damn.
My dad took me to go see that. My dad took me to go see that.
I thought it would just come to me one time.
It was playing in this hood movie theater down the street from where we stayed at, dude.
Man.
And I saw that shit.
I remember. It's like a childhood memory for me.
Yeah, for me too. I just remember it. Like, thinking back, I'm like, damn, this movie came out in 89. The makeup effect on that was so good back then.
And it's one of the most creative of
it
that
was,
genre.
Yeah.
Like,
also,
really well done.
Yeah.
And I wanted to go back and see it to make sure it was just because I was young.
The sequel was horrible, but that first one?
Yeah, okay, oh, cool.
That's great.
I'm glad. Oh, man, I'm
Hell
so glad. Y'all don't understand. I'm going to find it. I mean, it's available. Now that I know the name, I can find it.
Yeah. That's not one of my favorites, though, but I love that
It's another one, too, that... Have y'all ever seen the one with Dwayne in it where
it's like a vampire or something
yeah,
like that?
Yeah, y'all remember that?
Yeah. I forgot what it's called. I know who you're talking
about. Vampire in Brooklyn.
And the preacher.
No, it's like a preacher's son. No.
That's
like a preacher's
son. That was Eddie Murphy.
But that's not the one. Kadeem Hardison was also in it.
No, Kadeem Hardison was.
I'm
talking about the one where the lady was like she was going around having sex with guys. Like she was like a prostitute.
It's not Tales from the Hood.
No, it wasn't like that.
That was good.
I don't remember.
You don't remember that one?
Hold on.
I might have seen it. I just don't remember.
Yo, Tales from the Hood was good. I remember that.
It was a ghetto classic.
Nightmare on Elm Street is one of my favorites.
Nightmare on Elm Street is easily one of my favorites. That's my favorite series.
Yeah, yeah.
Horror movie. One of my favorites of all time is this movie called Prince of Darkness. It's John Carpenter, but a lot of people haven't seen it.
What is it about?
My
parents used to have me watch some crazy. The shit that I used to watch my dad, I'd be like, nigga, how the hell you got me watching this shit?
That's what's so great about this movie is, to this day, I still don't get it.
That's what it's called, Death by Temptation. Y'all never seen that?
Yeah, I have seen that. I don't remember it.
You said with Kadeem Hardison, right?
Yeah.
It's the preacher boy, the little preacher was dating.
Oh, it was horrible. Don't get me wrong. Don't get me wrong. It's horrible. Because
the guy that she was dating, he was like a preacher. He was like a church guy, whatever.
I wouldn't have watched that.
You never seen
that? That looks like shit.
Yeah.
Hey, I'm not.
No, I know you're not. I'm just saying, there's no reason I would have watched that.
I already know what you're talking about.
But you were saying about Prince of Darkness?
It's the only horror movie that still to this day creeps me the fuck out. I don't know what the fuck it's about. The only popular actors is, you ever watch Simon and Simon? Remember that?
Yeah, the two white dudes.
One of the Simons is in the shit.
Uh-huh.
And the only, I think that's the only other. It's a
I
really
feel like if I watch it, I'm gonna be like, oh shit,
movies.
I remember this. Like I feel like it.
Basically, what happens is these people go to this church because they think that there's like some kind of portal mm-hmm. in the basement. Mm-hmm. And in the basement is this big vat of this green liquid. It sounds stupid, mm-hmm. But yeah. the way it's filmed, it's so creepy.
Ew.
And it doesn't explain anything. So when I was a kid and I watched it, mm-hmm. it scared the fuck out of me. And I own it. Like, I bought the DVD, and I've watched it a million times, and I still, to this day, do not understand exactly what it is that's happening. But there's this amazing part where there's this old black dude. Like, basically, it's like, if somebody gets you, you basically become one of... It's not really zombies, mm-hmm. but you become one of the weird, satanic, whatever people. Mm-hmm. And this dude is walking up the stairs, and he's singing... Amazing Grace, guy? I think it was. He's a black dude. Mm. And then he just breaks off a piece of this chair and stabs himself in the neck with it. Mm-mm. And it's creepy. Will you stop it?
I it's don't creepy like as this fuck. At all.
It's dope, though. It's one of my favorite movies. Of it's really it well done.
Y'all don't watch scary movies anymore.
You know what scared me as a suckers. Child? Jurassic Park.
Fuck horror.
Oh, my God.
Huh?
What? Excuse
you
me?
It did what?
Seriously.
It did what? Wow.
It scared me.
Oh, it scared you? You know what scared me when I was a kid? Terminator 2. No, it didn't.
What?
Terminator 2?
Yeah. Terminator used to scare me. And I'm going to tell you why.
What? Oh, God.
So back when I was a... when Terminator 2 came out...
Shut up, Mike. Right? Not everybody built like you.
I'm gonna tell you why it scared the fuck out of me. First of all, with the... remember the new Terminator that was the liquid
T-1000,
guy that could... Yeah, the T-1000 that could switch into anybody?
We
yeah.
know, man. You know what I'm saying? We know the movie.
And also, this. Subway, at least in Chicago, Subway, the franchise... was just running these commercials, right? I've always had issues going to sleep, like ever since I was a kid. So I would be up late at night, and I would see dun 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 with the red eye and shit. It would freak me the fuck out, like Terminator. Like Terminator had me like I couldn't
Terminator
go to sleep.
He was good in this.
I know.
I will understand the first one. Maybe
the first
maybe.
One, yeah, because he was
badass.
I know,
like,
yeah. And because I saw the first one. Because I saw the first one, and then everything, you know what I'm saying, that I knew from the first one, then the second one, and I seen this guy that would turn into like all different types of. It had me
that
messed up
cool
as a kid,
as hell.
Man.
It was cool.
I wasn't scared.
You said the first one, I could see that because
man, I would look at my parents. I would look at my parents like, "Is you a Terminator? Is you my parent?"
Dude, no,
bro. Like, because my imagination as a kid was like way out there.
That was cool more than anything. Yeah, like scared.
That shit scared nothing. Yeah, that's crazy. Fucking Terminator.
I think for me, man, if I had to think, Fright Night, that was one. That
Fright Night.
Fright Night.
The vampire.
As a kid, with the neighbor? Yes. Yeah. Maybe not now, but shit.
Because that's the one with the
chick. No, I watched.
That's the one the chick from Married with Children played in it, right?
Is that who? I don't know.
She played in Married with Children.
Fright Night. Good, but it definitely wasn't.
Yeah, it wasn't scary. Nightmare on Elm Street was the one that messed me up as a kid.
Vampires, I was just afraid of the vampires. Like,
yeah, vampires didn't do it for me. Vampires, except for Lost Boys. Vampires, except for Bram Stoker's Dracula.
And Lost Boys was another one.
Now, that one will fuck you up. Have you seen that? Have you seen the Bram Stoker's Dracula? Had Keanu Reeves in it.
That movie is amazing. Yeah, it was good.
Shit, amazing.
What was the one with him and Al Pacino?
I didn't see that. I know
that shit was amazing, too, though.
What the fuck? I think The Shining was fucking...
Oh, The Shining will fuck you up.
Man,
that
shit...
That wasn't scary.
No, I'm not saying it was scary. I was just saying it was a good movie.
Okay, hi, guys. And Sophie, I'm a 19 British Indian male living in London. Yeah. Shout out to London. Mm-hmm. I've been in a relationship with a girl for 3 years now, and we're super serious due to the things we've been through together through our faith differences. For context, I'm Muslim, and she's Hindu. This wasn't an issue until my parents found out, and I've been through some tough shit because of this. As I've grown, they've reduced this punishment, but I still feel threatened and get those type of comments. What are y'all's view on interfaith dating with strict and unreasonable parents?
Live life.
That's not that easy, dog.
You know what?
It depends.
It's not that easy, though. Here's the thing. I know it's not that easy, and obviously it's easy for me to say that, mainly because my parents, like I've always said, they've just preached, you know, just be happy. So for me.
Wow, that's luxury.
It is. It is. I can't front, man. I had a really good upbringing in terms of, like, the ideologies and how my parents brought me up. Obviously, they weren't perfect. You know, shit, like, they bent a lot of rules, and it is what it is. But for me, and my life, and my perspective, and the advice that I would give is that you are an individual, and you have to live life so that you are happy.
You know what I'm saying? Because I've had, even in like me planning this wedding, I've had to make some decisions that are not going to be, you know, people in my family, people that are close to me may not like. But honestly, don't give a shit. It's about me and my woman, right? So,
but I think you're in a position to say that.
But to if he is in a serious committed relationship with his woman, then it needs to be about him and her.
But it's not like.
But he's
that
19 though.
Culture.
You don't know.
Especially not in that culture.
That's true.
He's young.
I forgot the age.
And the
even
culture.
If he's not the age, it's the culture. Culture.
Yeah.
It don't play that.
Yeah, and I don't understand that culture. Like I don't understand Muslims like that.
Yeah. Real talk. Yeah, that culture's.
Because if he's still like living with his parents, or even if he's not, and his parents support him at all, that's something that you could get cut off for.
Mm-hmm. You know what? Yeah. I understand that, and I had a good friend. His name's Lawrence, back in Chicago, and you know, back when I was there, I was early 20s, late teens, and he started dating a Mexican lady, and they had a child together, and you know, her parents was not having it. They kicked her out, whatever. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Because there's certain, you know. Mm-hmm. Races and stuff like that. They don't mix. They don't like certain things. So I get it. But he had to man up, get his own spot early. You know what I'm saying?
I mean,
he was still in college.
So.
Exactly. You know, like it was difficult. It was some hurdles. But at the end of the day, he loved her and he loved his child. You're gonna do what you have to do to live life. So if that's the choice that you want to make, then those are the type of choices that you're gonna have to live.
That's
with.
Very fortune cookie. I agree with you, but. And you're talking about a Muslim culture. Yeah, it's bro. Not.
And he's so young. He might not be able to know if he wants to make that decision
right
now.
I don't understand Muslim culture like that.
But I'm sure you know enough to know how strict it is.
It's very strict.
Dude.
And then the Quran is like if he's like, it's different too. Like, yeah, man, it's strict, man.
It's not as easy just being like, live your life.
Nah, I feel you. But I'm saying that's why it's not just me giving advice. You know what I'm saying? Like, I obviously don't. You know, I don't know right, the Muslim culture like
that. Yeah, you might want to reassess your faith. If it's that,
exactly.
If your faith is telling you that you can't be with a certain person, you might want to reassess your faith.
Yeah, definitely.
I mean, yeah, I feel like he might be too young to even decide if he wants to break away from that part of his family by doing something like that. Because if it goes wrong, they might just disown him when he tries to come back if it doesn't work out.
And see, that's why I can't fuck with these faith-based situations. Like, if your family's going to disown you because you broke some rule in a book, is that really your family?
Yeah, I was about to say, they ain't your family to begin with at that point.
That's crazy.
They should be able to love you regardless.
Yeah, man.
I can see if they just didn't like your girl. I can see if your girl was just raggedy.
Right.
You know what I mean? Like, if your girl was just walking around slapping people and shitting on the rug, okay, fine.
Mm-hmm. Not shitting on the rug.
It happens.
Sophie said,
Mike, where do you find them?
Hey, you know how I do. I don't date them kind of girls no more.
Okay, great.
Anyway,
I mean, I like to think so. You in a relationship, right?
Yeah, but she might show on the road.
Damn, how would they raise their kids?
Damn.
Like, say, for instance, they get married. Like, how would they decide, like, to raise their kids?
That's what I thought he was going with.
I thought he was going there.
That's what
I
was like. FIFO took a different spin on it. So I thought he was talking about, like, which one they're going to choose. Like, you know, like, if you're a Hindu and you're Muslim, it's like, what you going to do? That's what I've always wondered.
But I think
if you're so faith-based like that, you know what I mean?
I think some people who are... what's the word I'm looking for? Not casual, enough to like mix religions based on like, oh, I love this person. I think they would take, you know, I don't know. I feel like they would just be like, you know, hey, this is our son or our daughter or whatever. They can pick and choose, or like we can show them both parts and then they can grow.
But what about your personal, even outside of the kids, like your personal beliefs, if they're different, like, how does that work in a marriage?
I mean, I'm pretty sure.
And then who wed you off? Like, who's your parent?
Who's
like, is it the Hindu or is it the Muslim?
Like, that's
you
that's
gotta
funny.
Get somebody neutral. Fuck.
But that's deep, man. It can. Because I think
like, no, it's not.
Really?
But it is when you, if you believe in it, like, for them, it is. Not for you, Mike.
Wow.
What'd you say?
Stop. Just finish what you're saying, Rod. Just move it along.
Just move it along, bro.
I mean, it's probably a serious question from Ken.
I think it is a serious question.
It is, but it shouldn't be.
It really shouldn't be.
That's like,
it's not funny.
You're 40-something years old. You don't know what a Hindu religion is.
With the infinity gem?
Stop.
All right, time to go.
No, I really
did. I get it wrong?
I'm about to go. Yeah. So, close it out.
You know what? Wait, hold on.
I don't think we really gave this guy anything.
Okay.
Love conquers all.
That's terrible.
I guess that's bad advice.
Is that bad advice?
Wait, hold on. We don't.
That's what I like about kids. Bad advice, because it's like bad advice, but is it though? Really?
It is.
Love doesn't conquer.
But you know what though?
Rod, you bring up a good point.
Remember, Mike, and I know you watch this because we talked about it. Remember early Love and Hip Hop New York? Mm-hmm. Remember Consequence? He's Muslim. Remember, he had issues with his baby mom. Because first of all, he shouldn't have a baby mom because he should have been married. And then second of all, he was having issues with her side of the family, like trying to, you know, raise his kid in the Muslim faith. And mm-hmm. she kind of wasn't having that because it's like, you guys don't celebrate Christmas. You guys don't do this.
Jen something.
Yeah,
I do remember that.
So like, you know, seeing it from that perspective is super interesting. And I don't know how you... Like, how do you decide on those things?
I just don't think it's really that interesting.
Nah.
No, because you chose to do this. You chose to be a part of this faith. You chose to be a part of this culture.
But what about the baby mom though? Even like she doesn't want to raise him Muslim, but the father is insisting.
But motherfucker, you knew that shit before you fucked him.
Yeah.
That's why I can't really relate to this type of shit.
But that's why love conquers all.
Yeah, don't conquer all.
Love conquers all. But it does. No, it doesn't.
How not?
Look at these two.
Wait a minute. You just said love conquers all?
These two are together, and they have different things.
But I agree.
Huh? They're together for now, and clearly he's having doubts because he sent a fucking email to a goddamn
He doesn't have doubts. He doesn't want to leave his woman.
How does love not conquer all?
Love doesn't conquer all.
How does it not?
Because plenty of times, these kind of things break away because love doesn't conquer all.
Wait a minute.
Because a lot of times, your fucking bullshit faith conquers all.
No, really? I mean, but yeah, sometimes, but ultimately, that's how these situations happen because love conquers all, right?
No, that's canceled. Love does not conquer all.
Look, you just been hurt. We already know why love doesn't conquer all.
Trash.
You know why love doesn't conquer all for you? Like, come on, like, what do you mean? Like, what? How does it not?
Okay, if love included finances, if love included religion, if love included you fucking me, right? If love included like all this other type of shit, like. But that doesn't help. You know what I'm saying? It doesn't help.
It doesn't.
If you ain't laying the dick down right, apparently love. Clearly.
It means why you think Issa cheated on
you? But for some women, it does.
If love don't mean shit.
Hey, she got to love the D. It got to be on the...
She got to love the D.
It got to be like top three priorities.
I'm saying, love does not conquer all.
It's still love in that D.
It's still love.
But it do take more than love.
But love, you need love as the foundation.
Love is the foundation.
Love is the foundation of all. But it does take more shit though.
It is.
It does take.
How
more.
Can you not say love is the foundation?
She gotta love the D too.
She gotta love it.
She gotta love
she
the D.
Oh,
she gotta
it, love this. So gotta love.
Yeah, because I could love you and you may not love the D, and then we got a big problem.
Mm-hmm. Or a little problem.
I could love you, but you might not love the D, and we got a big problem.
So what are you saying? Dick conquers all then? What are you saying?
No, I'm saying it's a multitude of things.
No. I'm not saying that it's not, but ultimately it's like love though, right?
No.
So it's like a bucket?
Nah,
because how is it not?
Because right.
It's a bucket. Let me throw some money in the bucket.
Look.
Wait a minute, I'm confused.
Look. You can't be out here, you know, no matter how much love you got, you making 15 grand a year, you got, you know, a 3.5-inch penis erect. Like, bruh, you got some major hurdles, dog. Like, it take more than just the love you can provide.
For real.
You gotta make some basis, though, bro.
But it doesn't conquer everything.
But it doesn't conquer.
Yeah.
Okay, so it's semantics then. Okay, so yeah, I get. It's all right, so maybe I'm saying that love
it's not
is
semantics.
The.
That's just you.
I think it is.
Maybe they're not in love then.
Yeah, maybe it's not really love. Mm-hmm. Maybe it's just lust.
If they were really in love, none of that stuff would have mattered.
Exactly.
That's what I'm saying.
There we go.
That's what I'm saying. That's why I say I think it's a semantic thing.
No, that's still canceled. Sometimes.
How?
No, let me tell you why.
Because you're Rod now.
No, because here's the thing. First of all, look. If you have it all and then you have nothing and then your woman leaves you, that's fucked up because love should conquer that. But love isn't going to give you just a clean slate. Like, okay, you got to get certain things back. Like, you just can't be a bum. Oh, I lost it all. Oh, okay, I'm a bum.
That's why I said
I got love.
Right.
No, hell no.
If he ain't got shit, bye.
Then if you're broke scammed, and she leaves you,
look, don't get scammed.
Of course,
exactly. Don't get fucking scammed. These niggas out here offering love and nothing else.
That's not love. Okay, I don't got love is also like I become broke, I lose it all. Right? It happens to people. She stays with me, and I stay a bum. There's only a certain amount of time before I can start to recoup some of these things.
Before you end up looking like Lawrence.
So you turn him into Lawrence.
So that's what I'm saying. Yeah. Just because I think I have love that she's going to stay. No, that's not the case.
But she should stay if she loves you. Yeah, nobody's saying that. Then she don't love you.
That is canceled.
I'm
not saying that either. Like,
all I'm saying is you got to play your part too. And it's more than just love.
I'm not saying I can just go out here and do whatever I do and I'm like, well, maybe I love you though. You know, so that should come. That's not what I'm saying.
Okay, all right.
That's not what I'm saying.
But the basis, the basis,
yeah, the base, the foundation is love. That's all I'm saying.
That's what I'm saying.
Love.
Sure.
If.
Love what?
It's like love.
Don't be like fuck love.
That's not what
check,
I'm saying.
Check, check, check.
You don't love love.
You need more. No,
she don't love. She don't love Tauruses.
No, no, you do.
I really don't.
You say that one more time.
She don't love Tauruses. We've been through this.
Yeah, I ain't going back down that road.
But no, love doesn't trash.
My wife got some words for you, by the way.
My wife got some words for you, by the way.
Uh-oh. My man trash.
I don't think you want to see her right about now.
Hey.
Yo. Love about to conquer.
Love about to conquer.
Yeah.
Hey, love about to come through that door. Love about to come through that door right now.
Nah, it was like, damn.